This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm going to make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
We have some exciting news, some sad news, bittersweet, I would say.
Not permanently bittersweet, though. Okay, this is technically my last episode before I am on maternity leave. However, I'm already technically on maternity leave by the time that you have listened to this episode because we pre-recorded, but this is the last one that I've recorded. And I am knee deep in
placenta
baby. but that doesn't mean the podcast is over because Sammy, why don't you share what's going to happen in the next few couple, I don't know how long I'm going to be away from. I'm going to be away for it. I'm not going to jail.
She's Teresa going to jail. Okay. So we are going to have, honestly, all your faves are coming, minus Aileen, of course. All your faves are coming next week. We have Jared. I don't want to like reveal too many things about the guests, but like if you really enjoyed listening to someone in the past, good chances are that they're coming back soon. And we're going to be doing awesome interviews. We're still going to have our DST back for seconds episodes. And really, like, we're really going to miss Aileen. Honestly, it just hit me that this is our last recording. Like, this is the last time you and I are recording. Although, no, tomorrow we are recording.
No, we're doing Math Batches.
We're also recording on Monday. But this is the last recording that you hear. But, like, you know what I mean. I'm sad that I'm not going to be recording with you after Monday for a while.
I know. It's going to be quite a reset for when we get back. I might forget what email that people might email us at or where they can find us.
It's going to be really sad.
Please follow us on iTunes.
Yeah, like in 2006. Like, but yeah, if there's anyone who you want to hear from while Aileen is gone, anything you want me to talk about or explore, I'm happy to do so. And that is the excitement. And also be sure, if you have not listened to our four-part series on TV and movies and diet culture, we just had an amazing interview with Annie Weissman, who created Physical. That was our last episode. So definitely go check that out. I don't know what I'm going to do when I have to carry all the outros and intros and the promotion.
You're going to be a pro.
Holy shit. I don't know. I'm not good at that. But
you're going to be a pro when you do it. And I'll be listening from a distance.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I can't with the pressure.
No pressure. Zero pressure.
Okay. Okay. Should we do a non-scale win?
Let's an audience do one. An audience non-scale win. I mean, my win is really that I've gone on maternity leave because I really could never imagine today that I would like literally go
Are
on
you
maternity
planning
leave.
Planning to not go? I'm confused.
No, I just was like, you know, we're in a unique situation where we like own the company and, you know, it's hard to imagine not working.
I know.
But I decided, like, I also did one of my, I sort of celebrated this in a Betches Moms episode. Oh, by the way, I interviewed Sammy on Betches Moms. Everybody go listen to it. But I talked about this on a Betches Moms episode that like, I noticed how overwhelmed I was. And I decided to say that I'm going to take a week before my due date, even though I'm not even getting induced. So I don't even know when it's going to happen. It could happen whenever. So I was just...
You could be taking 2 weeks. You don't know.
That's my... that was my sort of... I was very proud of myself for that.
That's great.
Because, you know...
Moms deserve rest. Women deserve rest. I have an on-scale win. Amanda Knox followed me on Twitter.
No way.
She did.
The.
Why? Yeah. No offense.
Because I know, right? Why would Amanda Knox follow little old me? Because somebody, like a journalist, Liz Brunig, whatever she writes for the New York Times, she tweeted something about Amanda Knox, and then Amanda Knox replied. And, this is actually pretty funny. This writer, Liz Brunig, she writes about her husband who, like, he says, like, really interesting things. I think he's, like, possibly on the spectrum. So, like, it's part of what she shares is that. And I'm just going to read it. She shares this tweet, like, she tweets about her family a lot. So, like, this isn't just, like, out of nowhere. In the ultrasound room, when we found out our first child was going to be a girl, Matt said out loud, "Okay, low probability of committing violent crime." Sonogram tech was visibly unsettled. And then Amanda Knox tweeted, "Wish more people knew how low that probability was." She replied that to the girl. And then the journalist tweets, "Girl, you just took this post from funny to legendary." And I liked both of those comments and she followed me back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't follow her. I'm going to follow her back. Okay, great. Now I do follow her.
That movie Stillwater, right?
Yeah.
Is that out yet?
It's going to be soon. That's why Matt Damon did that dumb press where he said dumb shit.
Dumb shit. Okay, wait. So that's your win.
Yeah.
Oh boy. She's out of Italian prison, right?
I think.
Is she free?
I think so.
She can't be like tweeting from prison.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So she's probably out. All right, let's do a non-scale win.
Okay.
Hi, Sammy and Aileen. Started listening to the pod during COVID, and it has been so helpful as I navigate the changes my body has gone through and feeling less alone. Wanted to share a recent win. I'm getting married next July and recently went shopping for wedding dresses. I had been putting this off because I gained a significant amount of weight in the past few years, especially during the past year of COVID, and was not excited about trying on dresses in this new body. I'd always wanted something fitted and sleek, but I knew that I would not be comfortable in that and it wouldn't be the most flattering on my body. I tried on a lot of dress styles from fitted to ball gown to everything in between, and even though I loved some of the fitted ones, I knew that if I got that, I would then put pressure on myself to look like the models in those dresses. I didn't want to spend the next year obsessing over trying to fit into a dress like that or worrying on my wedding day if I was sucking in enough during pictures / looking back on pictures and not loving how I looked. I ended up finding a beautiful A-line dress that makes me feel so comfortable and confident. I feel like so much mental space has been freed up for me to not have to worry about this for the next year and especially on my wedding day. Just wanted to say thank you both for helping me get to this place and recognizing this as a huge win for me. Thanks, a Betches Bride / DST crossover.
That's awesome. That's a great, great like mental health decision you made for yourself. I also want to say I made that same calculation when looking for wedding dresses. Like ultimately, like I did want that like fitted, sleek, I'm so thin vibe. But ultimately I did go with like an A-line dress that I just felt like this is comfortable. Like I don't have to try so hard in this. And I really would recommend taking that approach to when you're picking out your dress, like to go with something you feel comfortable in, like, and that you're not going to be like fidgety, because then that's going to make you pose weird.
Right. You can sense how comfortable or not comfortable you are.
Right.
Like in person, really. Not even fuck the pictures.
Totally.
Just in person.
Totally. That's a great non-scale win. Good for her.
Good for her.
Good for she protecting her peace. I think we can all
take lessons from this.
Right. In ways to protect your peace.
That year, like, could be so stressful. And I look back on it and I was like, I wasn't stressed about wedding planning. I was stressed about weight loss and like, it wasn't planning. I switched my venue. I wasn't stressed about it. I fucking changed it and it was great. I made a good decision. Like I was stressed about weight loss and my brain would have been so much more free had I had this mindset. So congratulations.
Great job.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there and I've even made a few purchases from there and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Let's do Dear DST. What advice are we going to give today, Sammy?
I don't know. We have to see what they're asking. Okay. Hi, Sammy and Aileen. I was invited on this August trip with some girlfriends of mine, some of whom I'm not that close with. I'm planning on going because I think it'll be fun, but at the same time, I'm absolutely dreading it because everyone's going to be in bathing suits and taking pics. And honestly, I don't feel great about my body right now. I keep telling myself to work out before the trip and to eat a bit better, but you know how it goes. That never happened. Actually, I think I did the opposite. Anyway, I would really love your advice on this. Do I not go on the beach trip if it's going to make me uncomfortable? Should I try and do like a juice cleanse? I know crash diets are bad, but ... I know they'll all be flaunting around in their suits, and I just don't want to put myself in this uncomfortable situation. But also, I know it's silly to miss out on the fun just because I feel badly about my body. Please let me know what you think. Love you guys so much. Vacay, maybe not bound, betch.
Oh my God, don't miss the trip.
Don't miss the trip. We've been there literally every trip. Like every trip I've felt that way. Even when I was not as, I didn't gain weight. Like I still felt that way. So like, don't miss the trip. Fuck these pictures. Like go have fun. Enjoy yourself. Show that like the things about yourself that are not your like body. Like that you like to have fun and like, yeah.
And just like, remember that you're going on this trip to have fun and not to stand there and compare yourself to the other girls.
It's not a like, fashion show. As Kathy Hilton would say, I'm on a girl's trip and I'm on a girl's trip in the desert. Do I have to get all dolled up?
Exactly. But also like, this isn't a place that you're not going to have fun that way. Like if that's what you're going to do, don't go. But if you want to commit to having like going for the right reasons, which is having fun time with your friends, don't like waste that opportunity by comparing yourself to other people. Find bathing suits that you feel comfortable in. I remember when I was much younger, I'd be like, everyone's going to like judge me for wearing a one piece. So like now I'm going to get a bikini and then I'm going to like be fucking miserable in my bikini because I'm going to be like so self-conscious. But like if I had just worn the one piece, mm-hmm. I would have had so much more fun because I would have been thinking about it the whole time.
Get a freaking cap tan. Like they're cute. Seriously. Like they're cute. Your sun protection. Get some accessories.
Go live it up. Turn up, just have a good time. No one is going to be like, why is she wearing that? Yeah. Or like, what does she look like? Like no one except you.
Yeah. And if they do, like you're probably like, that's another problem. Separate advice question.
Agreed. And juice cleanse is not going to do shit. So Go and have a good time. Leave the comparisons at home. It's not going to do shit for you. Mm-hmm. And be a vacay bound bitch, not a vacay. Not, maybe not bound, bitch.
Right. Vacay bound. Beach bound. 303.
That is it for today's episode. My last episode.
Oh my God.
I'll miss you guys. Weird. I'll miss you guys so much, but I will be on my Instagram. You can find me on my Instagram. And,
Say it the last time. Do it for the last time.
I was just thinking how my boobs are hurting just thinking about all of it. But I'll do it for one last time. Everyone, email Sammy your DSTs. Email Sammy your non-scale wins at DST@betches.com. You can still follow me at Aileen. You can follow Sammy at Sammy. Follow Diet Starts Tomorrow at guess where? At Diet Starts Tomorrow. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to DST@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.